A fast food chain spent millions perfecting their milkshake, adjusting sweetness, thickness, temperature. They surveyed customers, ran focus groups, tested pricing strategies. Sales barely budged. Then someone asked a different question. Not what makes a better milkshake, but why do people buy milkshakes at all? The answer transformed everything. Morning commuters weren't buying a beverage. They were hiring a solution to survive a boring drive while staying full until lunch. The milkshake competed not against other shakes, but against bananas, too quick, bagels, too messy, and granola bars, too crumbly. This revelation is the essence of Jobs theory. People don't want products. They want progress in their lives. When we understand the job someone is trying to do, innovation stops being a gamble and becomes predictable. A job is the progress that a person is trying to make in a particular circumstance. Progress means movement toward a goal, and circumstance means context matters enormously. The same person might hire different solutions for identical needs depending on where they are, who's watching, or what time it is. Consider childcare. Functional requirements matter. Safe, convenient, affordable, but emotional and social dimensions often weigh heavier. Who will I trust with my children? This explains why the neighbor's teenage daughter gets hired over cheaper daycare, or why grandparents get the job despite living farther away. What isn't a job? Vague needs like transportation, or aspirational principles like being a good parent. Jobs require specificity. Getting from point A to point B painlessly when I'm running late is a job. Transportation is a category. Traditional market research segments by demographics, age, income, location. But a 35-year-old suburban father and a 20-year-old urban student might hire the same product for completely different jobs. Understanding jobs requires stories, not statistics, focusing on why people make choices rather than who they are. Southern New Hampshire University transformed from a struggling regional college into a $535 million powerhouse by competing with nothing rather than other universities. Their online students, averaging 30 years old, juggling work and family, often chose not to pursue education because traditional options didn't fit their lives. President Paul LeBlanc restructured everything around convenience, quick completion, and career-advancing credentials. The online team moved 2 miles from campus to escape traditional constraints. They eliminated hurdles. Inquiry responses became phone calls within 10 minutes instead of 24-hour emails. Financial aid and transfer credit decisions dropped from months to days. Marketing addressed emotional needs, featuring graduates receiving diplomas at home. This jobs-focused approach grew SNHU to 75,000 students across 36 states. Airbnb discovered 40% of guests wouldn't have traveled without their service. They competed with staying home, not hotels. Kimberly Clark revolutionized adult incontinence by creating products resembling normal underwear with discreet packaging, generating $60 million in first-year sales. Non-consumption represents enormous opportunity because these customers aren't comparing you to competitors. They're comparing you to doing nothing at all. A man's impulse Costco mattress purchase reveals deeper dynamics. After 4 years of back pain requiring daily Advil, he researched memory foam for months but couldn't act. Germaphobe anxieties about stores and pushy salespeople blocked him. The purchase happened when his wife approved and Costco's return policy eliminated risk. His real job wasn't buying a mattress. It was sleeping well enough to be a better husband and father. Every decision involves battling forces. Compelling change, the push of problems and pull of solutions. Opposing change, habits of the present and anxiety about the new. Nobel laureate Daniel Kahneman showed loss aversion is twice as powerful as potential gains. Superior products fail when they overcome push and pull, but ignore anxiety and habits. Map these forces by approaching research like storyboarding. Capture the customer's journey. Once upon a time, every day, one day, because of that, finally I did. Focus on struggles, not preferences. What triggered their need? What alternatives did they consider? What almost stopped them? These stories reveal functional, emotional, and social dimensions that surveys miss entirely. American Girl dolls cost over $100, with customers spending an average of $600, yet they've resisted cheaper alternatives for decades. For parents, the actual purchasers, the job is facilitating rich conversations with daughters about generations of women. These conversations had diminished as more women entered the workforce, and American Girl provided a vehicle to restore them. The product succeeds through delivering a complete experience, not features. IKEA exemplifies integration around a job. I've got to get this place furnished tomorrow. While competitors can copy products or layouts, they struggle to replicate the complete experience. Childcare areas, flat-packed furniture for immediate transport, simple assembly with included tools, and the pride customers feel after completion. Medtronic learned this introducing pacemakers in India. Research identified four barriers: lack of health awareness, inadequate diagnostics, inability to navigate care pathways, and affordability. Medtronic organized screening clinics, created loan programs, and established patient counselors to navigate hospital bureaucracy. By 2015, they'd screened 167,000 patients and treated 15,000. Creating products customers willingly pay premium prices for requires understanding three layers: uncovering the job, creating desired experiences, and integrating around the job. A purpose brand becomes synonymous with the job it performs. Customers hire it automatically, without comparing alternatives. Uber owns urban transportation. TurboTax dominates DIY tax prep. FedEx claimed urgent deliveries so completely that FedEx it became a verb. Milwaukee's Sawzall commands loyalty despite comparable competitors because it perfectly executes specific construction jobs. These brands often emerge organically with minimal advertising. Starbucks built its reputation, creating a third place between home and work. Craigslist became the go-to for local classifieds. But this strength becomes vulnerability when companies lose sight of their purpose. Volvo's 1990s deviation from safety-first identity eroded its market position. The digital age has transformed how purpose brands emerge and maintain position. Online reviews accelerate adoption, but create risk. Negative reviews from customers who hired products for wrong jobs damage reputations. Airbnb coaches hosts to clearly communicate who should and shouldn't book their properties, ensuring right customers hire products for right jobs. Social media accelerates how quickly purpose brands establish themselves while making consistent delivery essential to maintaining position. Jobs theory reveals why organizations struggle. Schools fail because children hire them not for education, but to feel successful and make friends. When schools don't deliver, children hire gangs, minimum wage jobs, or video games instead. Healthcare systems misalign incentives. Providers profit from sickness, not wellness. Kaiser Permanente solves this by taking responsibility for care costs through insurance, prioritizing prevention. Understanding jobs transforms thinking beyond business. What job does your spouse hire you for? To fix things or make them feel loved? Politicians often misunderstand whether voters hire them to lead or voice their fears. Innovation needn't be random. Industries long treated it as a game of odds, but understanding customer jobs enables predictable success. In a world obsessed with data and features, the insight is simple. People don't want your product. They want progress in their lives. Deliver that, and they'll hire you every time.